What is this? A card. Pastor Tom and Joyce. Pastor Tom and Joy. May this glorious day of our Savior's birth resound with hope and peace on earth. Merry Christmas. From the primary Sunday school class, Mackenzie Adams, Grace, Haley Shaw, yay, Andrea Kroger, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Isaac, Jaden, Robert, Sheila, Jocelyn, wow, very good, thank you so much. I don't know if I've ever got a card that big. Dorothy sent me a card, it took two UPS trucks to carry one time. All right, thank you very much. God is good. I'm glad to be here today. Last week I was out changing that sign in the cold and started feeling sorry for myself. Why can't somebody else change this sign? Then I got to under conviction. I said, Lord, I'm thankful that I'm able to do what I'm able to do out here today. So sometimes we got to get over it and be thankful for what we've got. If you're able to walk in or roll in or limp into this church this morning, you ought to be thankful for it. All right, now that's not what I'm preaching on. Take your Bibles, turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Chapter 16 this morning. That's going to be the Apostle Paul, and he's giving instructions here to the church at Corinth. Telling the folks how to greet some of the brothers, some of the preachers that are coming into Corinth, and I'll read down beginning about verse 10. 1 Corinthians 16:10. Now, if Timotheus come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he worketh the work of the Lord, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but conduct him forth in peace, that he may come unto me, for I look for him with the brethren. As touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come unto you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time. And I've got folks in the church like that. Will was not to come to church at this time. So he said, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Then he said in verse 13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. I beseech you, brethren, and you know the house of Stephanus, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry. My. To the ministry of the saints, that ye submit yourselves unto such, and to everyone that helpeth with us laboreth. I'm glad of the coming of Stephanus and Fortunatus and Caicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied. For they have refreshed my spirit and yours, therefore acknowledge ye them that are such. The churches of Asia salute you, Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in the Lord with the church that is in their house. All the brethren greet you, greet ye one another with a holy kiss, with an holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with mine own hand. If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. My love be with you all. In Christ Jesus, amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, we love you today. Thank you for the good turnout today, Father. You tell us to compel them to come in that your house may be full, Lord. We know you want a full house, Lord. And we're thankful for each one that has chosen to be in the house of the Lord today to put themselves under the preaching of the word, Lord. Let it bless them and help them and strengthen them. Be with me and give me unction to preach. Fill me with the power of God this morning, Lord. We'll thank you and praise you for all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Now what I want you to do is look down around verse 13. Here the Apostle Paul gives four commands to those folks at Corinth. He gives four commands. He said in 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit ye like men, be strong. So first of all, he tells them they need to watch. He tells them to watch. And that means to pay attention to or to be vigilant about something. I remember back in the day in police work, I used to say that I didn't want anything to happen on my watch. I don't want there to be a bunch of craziness going on in the church in my watch. To watch means you're to be vigilant about something, sober, pay attention to it. And that meant when I thought, said that, it meant that I needed to pay attention to duty and to be vigilant and keep my eyes open. The other night, a lady came up to me and we're sitting back there in church and said somebody came in with some body armor on, walked in the back door, some strange man. So I went and tapped Jeremiah Gabbard on the shoulder, and we went back there looking for him. And I looked out the back door and came back in. They said he's in the bathroom. I run in there. It really wasn't body armor. Some kind of leather thing and weird-looking thing. And I'm back there in the bathroom patting him down like I was back in Miami back in the day. If anybody had walked in that bathroom, saw me patting around on that man, they would have run me out of the church. But see, it was on my watch. So, I mean, military folks know what that means when it's on your watch. And as part of my watch as pastor is to keep someone from trying to bring a false doctrine into the church. Brother Phil Gabbard talked about that this morning. He did some hard preaching this morning, necessary preaching. If you're going to be in a Bible-believing church, you need to hear that. And Galatians 2:4 says this, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in who came in privily to spy out our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage. That's what he's talking with the Galatians. They're trying to bring them back under the law. And you got to watch out for that stuff. We have liberty in the Lord as born again, blood bought Christians. And I've got to keep watch over that kind of thing. The preachers in this church have to keep watch over that thing. And that's talking about someone who comes into church and tries to bring folks back under the law. And these folks sometimes want to throw out everything but the Pauline epistles. Had a fellow one time coming to a church that I was attending. He's what we refer to as a hyper-Calvinist. Anybody ever heard that term? Well, a hyper-Calvinist is somebody who dispensationally divides it so thin that he cuts out all the Bible except the Pauline epistles for the Christian. And the Bible don't say that. The Bible says all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works. Said those Old Testament stories were written for our learning and our admonition. So you got to watch out for folks like that. And they usually work themselves into church as a Sunday school teacher. Normally adult Sunday school. Isn't that right, Brother Phil? And they'll start splitting that to sing so thin. But as pastors and as the preachers here, we got to watch out for that stuff. Watch. You got to be on watch. And 2 Timothy 4:5, the Bible says a pastor is to watch in all things. You got to keep your eyes open. Watch in all things. 2 Timothy 4:5, the Bible talks about that. And now when Paul commands his church to watch, he's telling them to pay attention to what they're supposed to be doing and keep a close eye on what's going on. My. Matthew 26:41, the Lord told the disciples to watch and pray that they enter not into temptation. Then 1 Thessalonians, Paul equates watching with being sober. 1 Thessalonians 5:6, he says, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. I hope I didn't wake anybody up. A lot of times I tell the kids in here to keep the noise down because a lot of these folks are trying to sleep. Somebody said if you catch somebody sleeping asleep in the church, somebody needs to go and wake the pastor up. Probably a lot of truth to that. Man, this is a tough crowd to work this morning. All right. Matthew 26:41, he told them to watch and pray that they enter not into temptation. Then in Thessalonians, therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. He says here in our text, watch ye. 1 Corinthians 16:13, watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Now, to stand fast, that means not to waver. To stand fast in the faith means we shouldn't waver. Ephesians 4:14 says that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Stand fast in the faith. You know what you believe. It's this book. That's our final authority. Stick with it. Stand fast. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. There we go back to that thing of Christian liberty. Don't let anybody come in and tell you that you got to keep the law of Moses, that you got to be circumcised, that you got to do this, you got to do that, and you got to do everything else. Jesus paid it all. There's nothing I can do to complement that free work of grace. I can't add to it or complement it. All I can do is try to live a holy life and bring Him glory. And be a witness and a soul winner and try to be a right testimony for Him. Ephesians 6:13, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand that in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore. Having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Hey, during the American Civil War, there was a general called Thomas Jackson. Anybody remember what his nickname was? General Thomas Jackson. He was in the height of the battle. He on the front line. He was a Confederate a soldier general on the front line. And he's out there one day in the height of battle. And a Union general looked across and said, "There stands Jackson like a stone wall." Stonewall Jackson. That's how he got his name. Thought that had my phone going off. Probably the president. I don't have time to mess with him this morning. But it says, all right. But from that day, he was referred to as Stonewall Jackson. If you read up on Stonewall Jackson, he was a Christian. He loved the Lord. Our text says here, verse 13, watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. My, what's that word mean? To quit you like men. Well, the military equivalent to that term today is a man up. Paul said, as Christians, we need to man up. Hey, we got a job to do. The Lord has given us a responsibility. And ministry, and he says you need to act like men. Says a man up, quit you like men. Do you know what one of the main problems in the church is today? The church has brought in a bunch of limp-wristed preachers who have allowed the devil to turn the church into a Sunday morning tea and crumpets or whatever they have. Hey, we've got serious business to do as a church. Need to act like man. Man up. Does it say women up? Well, God sees you as a team. But he said man up. You know, the big issue in my generation is the dumbing down of the Word of God, destroying the authority of the Word of God. A lot of these limp-wristed preachers today, they were saved out of an old 1611 King James Bible, and now they allow 250 different versions out in front of them. That's silly. They can't all be the same Bible. God wrote one book. Which one is it? Which one has the Holy Spirit used to lead more souls to Christ than all the others put together? That's kind of what I went by. Where was it? Bible says all the words of God are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace of earth and purified seven times. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. He said he'd preserve it. Where is it? But we've allowed folks to come in. Well, it's a little hard to understand. And a fellow, well, I don't like the way that reads. That kind of rubs up against my sin. I think I'll write me another version. And if I change enough stuff, I can get me a copyright and make some money off of it. You say, well, that don't happen. No, the only Bible wouldn't copyright it, this old King James Bible. All the rest of them have copyrights. You know what that means? It means in order to get a copyright, legally, you must make significant changes. Significant changes. And then you can put your name on it, and you can get a copyright. And every one of those Bibles that sells, you can put a few bucks in your pocket. Just thought I'd throw that in. But that's a big issue in my day. And it's awful. Another thing that's happened, we've lost our boldness for witnessing. Very little soul winning. Hey, no more burden for the lost. It's all about how many programs we can have and how many committees we can organize. How many dinners and singings we can have. Everything but Bible preaching. My, we're in a mess. God says we need to man up. Watch. Stand fast. Man up. Quit you like men. That's what Paul's telling the church here. Hey, we need to man up about our Father's business. Sometimes we're too busy trying to make this a better world. Folks think, well, if we can just change the politics, change the White House, everything's going to be a better and better. No, man, we've been doing that for hundreds of years. If you're looking for a better world, the only better world I recommend is heaven above. Hey, do you know who allows the powers that be? The Lord does. The Bible says the heart of the king is in the Lord's hand. My, my, my. You're not going to bring in a better world. I'm reading a book by a fellow named Cal Thomas. He's a syndicated columnist. And he's a born-again Christian, and all through the book he promotes the gospel of Jesus Christ. He said this country was founded on the gospel of Jesus Christ and nothing else. My, my, my. See, the world, he talks about the two world views, and the one world view is that man's going to get better and better, and we're going to make things better, and it's just going to be rosy and more rosy if we can just vote in the right folks, and through politics and through government that we can make everything good and better. But the Bible don't say that. The Bible says that men and evil seducers shall wax worse and worse. The Bible says we're not getting better, we're getting worse. That's 2 Timothy 3:13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Have you heard a politician try to deceive you lately? Well, when would they do that? Anytime, just about any time they open their mouth. Say, well, I'm a real strong Republican. I'll pray for you. I'm a real strong Democrat. I'll pray for you. How about I'm a real strong Christian? I believe the book. I'm looking for a better hope. And sure, we should vote for who the most godly is. Or let me say the least devilish, maybe. Hey, it's not getting better. It's not getting better. Honey, it's getting worse. Church needs to man up this morning. Brother Phil, I'm not sure everybody liked some of your Sunday school message this morning. We just tried to do it God's way. That's all we're trying to do. Trying to do it what the Bible says. I know we don't have Santa Claus in church. We don't have Easter bunnies at Easter. And whatever you do at home is your business. But this is the house of God. We don't find it in Scripture, we don't put it up. Just that simple. And I enjoyed those things. When I was a kid, I enjoyed those things. Man, I loved jumping up. And we had those steps to go down. I'd make about 10 steps and about 2 leaps. Be down there under that tree opening those presents up. Bible says that about those pagan things, they have neither the power to do good nor evil. I'm not going to mess with you about it. We just don't bring it into the church. We want the church to be about Jesus Christ and about His Word and what He says. Nothing. And Brother Phil's talking about today one man esteemeth one day the same, another man, you know, one man esteemeth a holy day, another man esteemeth every day the same. He says, let not him that esteems one day holy judge him that don't. Now, for some of you folks, the biggest day in the year is Groundhog Day. I'm not going to judge you for that. But I like Christmas. I like the holiday. I like the festiveness. If folks are going to set a date, even though they no doubt they got the wrong one, if they're going to set a date to celebrate our Lord's birth, I'm going to get in on it. I'm going to get in on it. But we need to man up. Church needs to man up. Start winning the lost. Witnessing, soul winning, prayer and fasting. Did that preacher say fasting in 2014, almost 2015? Did I hear fasting? My, my, my. God told that church at Ephesus, He said, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do the first works. Man up. Quit you like men. Be strong. Hey, we're up here. We're trying to tell you what the Bible says about sound doctrine, what the Scripture says. Sound doctrine, it means it's a Bible truth. Not what somebody told you or what you saw on TV or what you saw by watching the Ten Commandments on television. But by rightly dividing the word of truth. And sometimes that doctrine will get close to you. But you need to hear it. Hey, if you're not going to hear it here, where are you going to hear it? You're not going to hear it outside the church, outside of a Bible-believing church. Most churches today, you don't hear any sound doctrine in the churches. It's all about something else. But here, he says, quit you like men, be strong. Noah Webster defines quit as to carry through, to do or perform something to the end so that nothing remains, to discharge or perform completely. Man up. Now, if you're going to man up, if we're going to quit ourselves like men, if we're going to man up, then we need to move up spiritually. Hey, that's where the power is. The power is in how spiritual you are. Hey, church can't, you're not going to do anything in the flesh. My, my, my. Well, what was Hezekiah? He's got all those armies of Philistines around him. He said, with them is the arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God. That's how we need to approach things. Everything we do should be in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit. My, my, my. If you're going to man up, you've got to move up spiritually. 2 Corinthians 10:4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God don't tell us to take up weapons and start shooting everybody that isn't a Christian. That isn't how Christianity works. The Lord don't demand that you believe in Him. You have a right to go to hell if you want to. Jesus just says, whosoever will, let him come. Whosoever will. He don't make any demands of you. It's a free country. You can believe what you want it to be. But in order to move up spiritually, you've got to move out some carnality. You talk about being filled with the Spirit. You know why folks aren't filled with the Spirit? Because that glass is 3/4 full of the world. You empty out some of the world, there's a little more room for the Spirit. Philip, I'm going to have folks mad at me. I'm preaching it myself. If I spent as much time in my Bible as I did watching Fox News, getting quiet all over the room, getting kind of quiet. My, my, my. Order to move up spiritually, you got to get rid of some of the carnality. I act like I'm worried to death over who's going to get elected for what. That don't amount to nothing. I read somewhere, was it Palmer's Field Book of Mammals? It said that a gray fox, a group, a litter of foxes, said there might be a gray one and a black one and a brown one. All of them foxes. You know how it is with politicians? For ye are yet, 1 Corinthians 3:3, for ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal, and walk as men. 1 Corinthians 3:4, for while one saith, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? 2 Corinthians 10:4, I said this first, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of a stronghold, filled with the Spirit. That's how we get the job done. You become more spiritual. How do you get more spiritual? How do you get the faith to do what God wants you to do? The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You've submitted yourself to the foolishness of preaching this morning. Folks, I don't like that loud preaching. You don't like any preaching. Then you can't move out some worldliness. And if you can't move out from carnality, if you can't get rid of those things, then move over and let somebody do the work. Don't hinder the work. If you're not willing to get involved with it, don't hinder it. The Lord said this, he that is not with me is against me, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. Man up. Move up spiritually. Move out the worldliness. Watch you. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. My, my, my. You know what he says in the next verse? It sounds like I'm preaching mean to you this morning, but the Bible, Paul gives the admonishment here, let all your things be done with charity. Preachers shouldn't be mean to you. Another place it says, speaking the word in love. You ever have your kids that got out of sorts with you, and boy, you yelled at that kid, and you just love that kid like you always did? I don't want to yell at anybody. Most of this preaching was preaching to me this morning. Preaching to me. If I don't get it right, the Bible, I read as preachers, so the people. If you don't have any holiness and any spirituality in the pulpit, you're not going to have any in the pew. So I'm preaching mostly to me. But the Lord said, watch. Paul said, watch. Quit you, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Man up. Be strong. Be strong. We as a church need to be strong because we're living in a time where men are waxing worse and worse. The church is getting watered down and watered down. The Bible's getting watered down and watered down. Somewhere there needs to be somebody stand with a final authority and say, thus saith the word of God. I don't care what you learn in sex ed class. Here's what the Bible says. I don't care what you learn in your high school science class. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Jesus said, I have not, from my Father hath from the beginning created them male and made them male and female. That's what the Bible says. I don't care what you hear elsewhere. Somewhere, sometimes, a man's got to stand with this Word of God and say, thus saith the Word. You may not like it. It may rub up against your sin. It may make you feel mean as a snake when you leave the church house. But hopefully it'll touch your heart and let you grow. And I know from a preacher's standpoint, it's the heart preaching that'll penetrate your heart. I can't be mean to you. I can't yell at you. I've got to let you know that I love you first. My, my, my. Speaking the word in love. Hey, this battle we're in as Christians, it's not a spectator sport. It requires participation. How about if those Bengals today, if every one of them sat on the bench and didn't go out there and get on the field and get in the game? They might be better off, that crowd. But it's not a spectator sport we're in, folks. We need to watch and we need to stand fast and we need to man up, quit you like men, and be strong. Hey, it's a sport that requires participation, and it's a team sport. We're a church. We're the body of Christ. Each one individual members of that body of Christ. God's not looking for you to do something that you can't do. Such things as ye have. That's what God's looking for. How about you this morning? Are you watching? Are you on guard? Are you paying attention? How about, hey, don't let your children or your grandchildren go to hell on your watch. You need to witness to those folks or send somebody to witness to them. It's on your watch. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Are you standing for the faith? Hey, it's hard to. I participated in a critical incident stress management detail the other day at Columbus, Indiana, a little 9-year-old girl had drowned, and all the EMS workers and the ER room people and so forth were there, and the police officers. And we've got two or three there trying to Dr. Phil those folks into thinking that it's going to be okay. And it's good to talk about that stuff. A lot of that stuff works. But ultimately, it takes God. And you become, I did this message before, an elephant in the room whenever you stand fast in the faith, but you got to stand. There's others out there that are standing. You think that, well, I'm the only one that standeth. What's that verse Phil said? There's 7,000 men have not bowed to Baal. That preacher thought he is the only one in the battle. You're not the only one. Stand fast in the faith. Quit ye like men. Man up. Get the job done. Man up. Be strong. Where are you this morning? Everyone stand up. I'm done.